saying is they just did it wrong. Is that in 2018? I mean, is that because it? I mean,
that's some of it, correct?
System or software? Of the software, you know, my house didn't have this kind of dramatic increase in.
When you look at the pictures, you've got a concrete foundation. That's a really nice RV garage. None of that was taken into account in the original
evaluation. Okay. Jerry, did you have anything?
I tend to agree with what she is saying with the value, looking at that when I looked at the past records and then bringing up to the value that it would be today.
Any comment, Greg?
Can we go back, show the history of the tax on this? There's a piece of paper that he submitted.
I think he's got a list here also.
Okay.
Back in 2000.
Yeah, we
do have that, Kevin. Here. Yeah, that's it.
247 last year.
Stephanie can bring up the PVAL and it shows all of it in a line.
Yes.
So what the assessor is saying is this has been incorrectly assessed since 18?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I would have to concur with how it's assessed correctly now.
And Kevin, we all have been taxpayers for as long or longer than as you as well, so I want to make sure that you tell us everything that you need to tell us. If there's anything that you've got to contradict those values, please tell us. It appears to us right now, though, that if I'm kind of hearing the board correctly, that we think that the valuation was done incorrectly before and that it probably is more accurate at this point. But if there's anything you need us to know, please tell us.
With the information I submitted, I made it clear I didn't feel like I was in any position to make a judgment. I mean, it's kind of a unique property in the sense that, you know, it's not living space. And it's on a lot. It adjoins my house, but it's on a separate lot. But in 2018, it had everything the young lady mentioned. I mean, there's a 12-foot center bay, and I have a 20-foot travel trailer I keep in there. You know, I guess it's considered recreational, but it's not motorized. And, you know, there's been no change to that building or structure since 2018. So I'm not arguing.
Sure.
That, you know, I've done something or, you know, that wasn't, but and I guess it just seems to be such a dramatic, you know, that far off from that in year five, all of a sudden, I get a 65% increase in that valuation now. So I'm not arguing, you know, if there was a mistake made, it was made, but all I know is what I received every year.
Sure.
The last 5 years.
And unfortunately, sometimes this does happen. We have things that are incorrectly or not assessed at all or just haven't been looked at. So the taxpayer gets a benefit for however many years it is until somebody discovers it wasn't assessed correctly. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to deny the request.
Second.
I have a second. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Kevin, we really do appreciate you calling in. We're sorry about the mistake, but I do think you got the benefit for the last several years of paying a lower value.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Take care. And you'll be getting a letter that tells you the basis, and if you want to go on and appeal it, you're welcome to do so. We're just doing the best we can up here. All right, take care.
I understand.
Bye-bye. All right. We have another teleconference, BOE Mercy. 147, Mercy Health, Springfield Properties. Can we pull this one up and see what we're looking at here?
Yes, there's a lot. So what is it you want to see first?
Okay, is this a...
It's the
new construction? Is this let me see here.
What I pulled up was the building on top of 248.
Can I say something real quick? No question that this is going to be an exempt property, but part of it is not exempt, but we didn't get that information. They're supposed to tell us, and we actually made contact with somebody, but we were never able to get a local point of contact. So if they have like an eye doctor renting, or they have a pharmacy or something like that, I put it in my notes. We just need to talk to the person. What percentage of the building should be non-exempt? They never answered me, because the taxes that they gave, and they're also on your computer, they show them with huge amounts of rental income. But I never got an answer as to whether that was Springfield and this one combined. Do you see?
Okay.
We just need to know what percentage is.
What is that document here that shows their...
Okay, so if you go to the Mercy 3 2020 public tax document, I looked at page 11, and it shows rental incomes, which are huge. But, again, I question, is that in this building, or is this part of Springfield completely with income in combination on the income?
Okay. How would that... If Springfield, whether it's Springfield or down here, how does that, what is it?
Well, I wouldn't know how much to percentage-wise take the building, that piece of the building off of the total, because they agree on the value at $7 million something right now. And again, it should be mostly tax-exempt, but for me to figure the partial part that is not exempt.
But are they arguing that the whole thing is tax exempt, or are they? I mean, that's what they seem to be saying here.
Well, if you'll ask him if they, I mean, maybe they don't rent anything. Maybe they don't have a pharmacy. Maybe they don't have anything that's.
You just don't know where the rental figure comes from.
I don't know, okay. And we couldn't get hold of anybody.
So you're questioning whether or not they're getting rental income down here? As to, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So if he tells you there's no leases, there's no income sections like a restaurant or a cafeteria charging tax, any of that, then they're completely tax exempt.
Okay.
If you could look at my note, it will tell you the list.
Is this right? Apollo Carey, is that the name of the person?
He's the guy. He's in St. Louis, represents them.
No, they were just on the phone.
Or, I just want to make sure that Apollo is not the last name. Is it the first name, the last name, or?
It's Mr. Apollo Carey.
Mr. Apollo Carey. Okay.
Yeah, his first name's Apollo.
Apollo.
Yes, Apollo. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm here with the other board members. We kind of had a couple of conversations. We're streaming live, so it's obviously all live, but we had the conversation just to make sure that we understood what this was. I am assuming that what you're claiming is that the entirety of the property is exempt. And I think the assessor's question had to do with there was reported on some of the documentation a large amount of rental income, and we're not sure if, or she is not sure whether or not any of that rental income is attributed to part of this property or what exactly that is. And I think that was her question as to whether or not the entirety of the property should be exempt.
When she says, what documentation did we provide that showed rental income?
Do you know?
The 2020 tax information that you sent, yeah, public inspection copy. It's your Form 990.
It's a Form 990.
You want the one that's for 2020.
I mean, I will tell you right up front that the the board knows that you're an exempt organization, so
right.
Just a question of we do have situations where we've had property that wasn't going to a charitable cause in the event of dissolution, and so we've denied
right.
them or something like that, or that there's income-producing property that's not being put back in
right.
to that.
But so the 990 is an aggregate document. It is not a document that is specific to that particular property in Tannen
okay.
County.
She assumed, she assumed that, but I think the question was, is there any part of that that is being
no.
generated down here?
Absolutely no. According to the client, and I think we spoke about this, I spoke with the assessor about this on the phone, because originally we had made the mistake of, I think we filed a BOE form like well before it was supposed to be filed, and the assessor was gracious enough to call and say, hey, listen, you know, you guys filed on the wrong form, you guys, you know, fill this form out.
Sure.
Let's fill this other form out. So then I spoke with the assessor during that time frame, and she had asked me that question. And I told her no, because, you know, now I will tell you, I personally have not toured the property, but we certainly offered the property to be toured by the assessor or anybody else who wants to. But directly from the client is telling me there is no lease space in that particular building.
So, Apollo, we just weren't able to make contact with anybody locally to take us through. So we didn't know if there's a pharmacy, is there a cafeteria that you charge state sales tax on, is there places in there that you rent out to doctors and collect lease money on?
No, so there are no non-Mercy, so there could be like a, you know, but everything in there is provided by Mercy, so they could have a cafeteria, but it's a Mercy cafeteria. It's not like they would have like a Subway or, you know, some other entity or third party that would come in and, you know, provide that kind of service, right? And as it relates to doctors, there are no private doctor groups in there. They're all Mercy employees. And so this is what the client has told me, and that's why we filled out the documentation the way we did.
Based on that, do you have a position on this?
I mean, I'll accept what he's saying on the phone. It's just, he knows also, if he's covering this, that Springfield, they have portions that are pulled out. And as long as he doesn't...
Absolutely.
As long as you're saying that there are no portions to pull out of this, then I have no objection to it being exempt.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come, you know, we understand, and I've been doing, you know, Mercy's exemptions for, you know, 17 or 18 years. But we understand if we had, you know, some where we would, you know, carve out a specific, because, you know, they do sometimes have a third party or folks to come in that pay rent, you know, to, you know, provide a service for the hospital, a bookstore, I don't know, like a restaurant sometimes. And so we would certainly want to carve that out. We understand that, you know, partial exemptions and those kinds of things. It is just in this particular building, when I interviewed the client and talked about it, I, you know, was told directly that we don't have any of that in the building. So.
Okay. How can that best be communicated to you in the future?
If we could have local...
I'm sorry, I'm asking you.
Yeah, for sure.
If they could have the local representative who would give us the little tour. I mean, we don't have to go in every room, but just to kind of point out the areas, it would be nice.
We're
fine to do that, and we do know, and we understand under Missouri law that there's a, you know, there's a reporting duty, you know, so if there is a change of use where we have, you know, someone who comes in and leases space or something like that, you know, my advice to Mercy, and Mercy already knows this, is that we're obligated to tell the assessor when that happens and when that occurs, and they would certainly do that.
All right. I would
Thank
make
you.
A motion to grant the exemption.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Congratulations. All right, Apollo.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the time. And then, for the assessor, if you do want me to, you know, if you guys still, you know, want to get in, just maybe take a look at the property and make sure that everything's kosher even after this, I'm happy to connect you with somebody. So if you want, I can send you an email to a local contact there, and you guys can follow up if you like.
That would be lovely. I truly appreciate it.